Albayan Radio presents Common Mistakes, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد, all praise and thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness and testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except He subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last messenger brought to mankind. We continue on mentioning common mistakes, and more specific today, akhta'u du'a, mistakes in supplication in du'a. Now firstly, ad-du'a, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Du'a is worship. Now du'a is known to be the raising of the hands of the individual, the Muslim, and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum, and call upon me, supplicate to me, and I will answer your du'a. This is why we make du'a. We make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is Allah alone who can lift off any difficulty, who can ward off any difficulty, and who can bring forth blessings, and whom can change that which is happening in the individual's life. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls all of this and all of the affairs of the creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed that He will answer your supplication. So firstly, dua is an act of worship. Secondly, we supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the one who will answer your supplication, and He will bless you with that which you wish, and He will ward off any evil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all able. There may be some common mistakes in the chapter of al-du'a, and of them that would mention التساهل في الخشوع وحضور القلب عند الدعاء. This one is very important, and this is a common mistake, yet also possibly that which is unintended at times. And that is being negligent and heedless with coming while supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with not only God consciousness, but humbling oneself and also really letting down one's wings in humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before dua. Now, a common mistake, some of us, we are that busy. We are so busy. And we want to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we may be in need of something. Yet the way that the supplication was made was not with God consciousness or humbling oneself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is a common mistake, and this is important, because the strength of the dua is in accordance to the strength of the heart. And of course, the intention and the connection between the supplicator and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah states in the Quran, Udu'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya, and supplicate to your Lord with humbleness, humbling oneself, and in secret. Now supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret, of course, is a sign indirectly that this person, this individual is in need, and this individual has a connection with Allah. Because the one who supplicates whilst he is alone, he is affirming that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is hearing supplication, and that this specific dua or this specific act of worship that he's implementing is only between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions some traits of the believers and the way that they supplicate and how they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Firstly, indeed, they used to hasten to do good deeds. يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And they would supplicate to us with desire, need. Okay, they would desire something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would do this with desire and with fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they were in us God-fearing or fearing. Now, this ayah is informing us that not only the righteous, they would hasten to do good deeds, but they would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these inwardly actions, with this heart being present. Because as we know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the importance of the heart, and so does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed in the body there is a mudghah. If it is upright, then everything else is upright. Know that when one supplicates to Allah and opens his heart before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and for Allah to give him what he is asking and for Allah to pardon him for that which he has done, and also to lift off any type of burden, this dua will be more meaningful and more fruitful, and the connection and the strength of this dua no doubt will be in accordance to the heart, the sane heart of this individual supplicating. So from, we can say, a common error that occurs in the chapter of dua, akhta'u dua, we can summarize by the heart not being present at the time of dua, by the heart not being humbled and present at the time of dua. So my dear brothers in Islam, remember, udu'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufiyah. Supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humbleness, supplicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seclusion, supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an open and aware heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are of them. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh Allah, the turner of hearts. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, the one who turns the hearts, who changes the affairs of the hearts. Thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Keep our hearts firm upon the religion of Islam. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa sallamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.